Hey, it's John Hanson, host of Your Money Matters on WGN Radio. And the first Monday of every month, we get the folks from Mesirow in studio to chat about all sorts of things. You hear those interviews here at WGNRadio.com. But in the Mondays in between, we're going to have podcasts every week about really important topics. Just a quick little update on what it is and maybe learn a thing or two. And you can hear a clip of it as well at WGN on Your Money Matters weeknights, Monday through Thursday at 6. And for this one, we got Leo Harmon, who we talked to live in studio recently. Leo, thanks for doing this with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me.
All right. So here's the first one we're going to talk about. Inflation. Boy, that was the word of the year in 2022. And a lot of people text in and they seem genuinely confused, and it's probably because it's a really complex thing. How does inflation happen? Is there really a concrete reason why, or is it a multitude of factors?
It's a little bit of both. There is a concrete reason why inflation happened, and it is usually because there are more goods or more money chasing less goods. And so when we think about inflation, we think about money supply as opposed to goods being produced. And as we recall, during the pandemic, when lots of folks were out of work, both the Federal Reserve and Congress infused a lot of liquidity into the economy.
They gave us our stimmies, Leo, our stimmies.
Yeah, you got your stimulus check, but you also got extra government spending on projects. You had an infrastructure bill, and then you have the Fed lowering rates, which doesn't necessarily directly lead to the printing of money, but helps to enhance the money supply through their increase in the balance sheet. So all of that money comes into the system. At the same time, we're having supply chain issues. We're having a problem readjusting once we get past the bulk of COVID. And so you have a lot of money chasing less incremental supply. And that's generally how inflation embeds itself into an economy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people got stimulus checks. And I think that, you know, they were probably well-meaning in terms of wanting to make sure that we supported people that really needed it. There's no easy way just to give money to the people who need it. It's impossible in a country of 330 million people to delineate exactly who does and who doesn't. That would be a huge undertaking. So a lot of people got it, maybe that didn't need it in the immediate, and bought stuff with it. And the problem was there wasn't enough stuff. And that just led to the supply chain issues we saw and the prices rising. So really was a confluence of a lot of events, Leo. And that really does impact our investments, doesn't it?
It does. And simply put, if inflation rises too quickly, you're not necessarily keeping pace with inflation with your investments. It usually triggers a increase in interest rates or an increase in expectations that interest rates are going to go higher. And if interest rates are higher, you'll generally pay less money per dollar for any investment that you're going to make, because you're going to earn a lower on a discounted basis. Your investment is worth less. So, for example, let's say you bought a bond that was going to pay 3% on a coupon, and now inflation is 5%, well, that bond is earning less than inflation. And if you bought that bond when inflation was 2% and now inflation is 5%, then that bond is actually worth less than when you initially bought it. And so inflation has a negative effect on your investments. But it also has a negative effect on your spending as well. And so if you are on a fixed income and inflation goes higher, the cost of goods go up, but your income isn't rising as fast as the cost of goods. And so that creates a squeeze for consumers as well. Oh. So not only do investors get squeezed, but consumers get squeezed if inflation rises too quickly.
All right. That's Leo Harmon from Mesirow. Mesirow.com is where you can go for more information. 1-877-MESIRO. Leo, we'll do it again next week, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right. We'll drop another pod on you next week.